Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. This story is called An Unexpected Visit. Once there was a yeshiva bacher, yeshiva student about 18 years old, who lived in Eretz Yisrael. His name was Yosef Yitzchak, and he was a student in the Chabad Torah Academy in Tzfas, Eretz Yisrael. One Friday morning, early, he went to get a bus for a quick visit to see his parents in Ramat Gan, 3 hours away. He took the bus, he spent a few hours with his parents, kissed them goodbye, wished them a good Shabbos, and he returned to the bus station to get the return bus back to Tzfas, back to Yeshiva. But as he looked around the bus station, he saw there were so many Yidden there, so many Jews, who they didn't have a yarmulke on. It was pretty clear they weren't so connected with Torah and mitzvahs. And so he thought, well, let me at least try to help one of them to put on tefillin. So Yosef Yitzchak found a table. He put down his backpack, took out his tefillin, and asked the first man who passed by, who didn't have a yarmulke on, would you like to put on tefillin? The man smiled. He said, sure. Came over to the table, rolled up his sleeve, and soon Yosef Yitzchak had put it on tefillin with him, helped him say Shema. Before he finished, another man came over to put on tefillin. And before he finished with that person, another person. So there was a little line waiting of people who wanted to put on the tefillin. They hadn't put on tefillin that day. Or maybe they hadn't put on tefillin that week, or that month, or that year. Or maybe they never put on tefillin. And Yosef Yitzchak was busy. He was putting on tefillin with people. He would maybe be asked a little bit about the Parsha and tell them a little bit about the Parsha. Or somebody else had a question of something about Judaism, about Yiddishkeit. After a while, he looked at his watch. Ay, ay, ay. 3 hours had passed by. He was so busy. He didn't even notice that time was flying by. 3 hours. Quickly, he wrapped up his tefillin, put them in his bag, and ran to the bus stop. But just as he got to the bus stop, the last bus to Tzfas pulled away. He missed the bus. Uh-oh. How will he get back to Tzfas for Shabbos? Thinking quickly, he thought, okay, I'll take the next bus, which is kind of in the direction of Tzfas. Then I'll get out and hopefully get a ride the rest of the way to Tzfas. And he did find a bus soon, and it was going kind of in the right direction. And he got off the bus, and he did find a ride, kind of going in the right direction. Okay, he thought, I'm getting there. But then the next ride didn't come so quickly, and it wasn't exactly where he wanted to go. After a while, he realized that in only another hour or so, it was going to start to get dark. Shabbos was coming, and of course, Yosef Yitzchak would not travel on Shabbos. So he said to the driver, please let me out. The driver said, okay, there's a kibbutz. There's a little village up here, and I will let you out of the entrance to the kibbutz, to the village. So Yosef got out. It was a kibbutz that he had heard of called Shomer Hatzer, which means youth guard. It used to be that this kibbutz was connected with the communist movement. People that believed in communism and even Stalin, Yimach Shemo. Okay, but it wasn't so much like that anymore. But Yosef knew that it was not a place where there were frum people. He knew that it would not be frum people, hardly any, or maybe zero frum people. Okay, so he walked in to the village, the kibbutz, and he walked to the big dining room. Everybody ate their dinners together there, and he walked in, and everybody looked at him. He was a stranger, and he said, good Shabbos, everybody. How are you? He waved, and he smiled, and a few people came over to him, shook hands with him, welcomed him, explained what happened, that he had gotten stuck, and they said, no problem, you're welcome to stay here. Now, of course, Yosef Yitzchak knew that not all the food there was really kosher, so he'd have to be very careful what he would eat and what he would not eat. But he quickly changed his clothes, he gave him a little room to stay in, and he davened Ma'ariv Kabbalah Shabbos, and then he sat down to eat whatever food there was that he knew was kosher. Now, a lot of the people in the kibbutz had never really met, personally, a frum yid. This was the first frum yid that many of them actually met. Of course, they had seen people on the street and so forth, but many of them had never actually personally had a chance to really meet a frum person, because in this kibbutz, nobody was frum, and they kind of lived in the village a lot of the time without going out that much, and therefore, it was the first time for a lot of people. So, Yosef, of course, tried to be the simcha, and make conversation with people and tell stories, a little bit of Torah that they would be able to understand, and talk about the Rebbe and talk about Mashiach. And so that's how the Shabbos went. He would daven by himself, and then during the meals he would share with whoever wanted to talk with him, or maybe even between the meals. Motzei Shabbos, when Shabbos was over, a shy young woman in her 20s, a few years older than Yosef Yitzchak, came over to Yosef and thanked him for coming and asked them, why did you come here for Shabbos? So he explained what happened. He had missed the bus. He hadn't really planned to come here at all. And he just happened to end up there. As Yosef Yitzchak explained, that it was totally by accident that he was there, or as we call it, of course, Hashgacha Pratis, but it seemed like an accident. Her eyes filled with tears, and she began to cry. And she cried, and after a while, she stopped crying. She dried her eyes, and she explained. She said, a few years ago, I had become interested in Torah and Mitzvah, but nobody in this kibbutz really knew anything about Torah and Mitzvah, and therefore, there was nobody to help me to find out. And Torah and Mitzvah was not really a subject that people were supposed to talk about, because this kibbutz is really kind of against Torah mitzvahs. Really, people just don't really know about it, but they were really kind of against it as much as they knew. And so it was very hard for me. Here I was interested in Torah mitzvahs, and there was nobody to help me, and nobody even wanted to talk to me about it. So I dove into Hashem. I prayed to Hashem to ask him, please help me. A few weeks later, I was in Tel Aviv, and I saw a big poster, a big sign, the large picture of the Rebbe on it, advertising a certain telephone number where one could call up and get advice from the Rebbe's books of letters. So she said, I wrote down the number. When I got home, I wrote a letter to the Rebbe, and then I called the number. I didn't even tell them what my letter was about. I just asked them, please open a book of the Rebbe's letters and tell me what it says on that page. And so they did, and they read the letter over the phone. And the letter said this, that the Rebbe was saying that he acknowledges receiving your letter and promises to send one of his shluchim, one of his representatives, to answer your questions and to help you. And then, she said, a week after that letter, you come here, Yosef Yitzchak, you come here. To me, it's clear that this was not by accident that you came here, but rather that somehow or another, the Rebbe sent you. Sure enough, not long after that, a rabbi began to visit the kibbutz regularly. This young woman and many other kibbutz members strengthened their connection to Hashem and strengthened their Torah and mitzvahs. In this way, by each one of us reaching out to help another Jew, especially another Jew who doesn't know about Torah mitzvahs or knows very little about Torah mitzvahs, this will help speed the coming of Mashiach and the Geula. May it come immediately, if not sooner. Thank you very much for listening and joining the story of the day.